Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
It is the Friday edition of the Business News Hour, the final few moments that we have with you this week before we get back in here next week and do this all over again. And what do? We turn all of this over to Jeff Pitts from City View because they know what's going on in the metro, and he's back. He's been gone. You've been gone forever. Where you been, man? Yeah, I've been everywhere,
man. I can tell
you. Yeah. You're getting ready for your wedding.
That's right. It's coming up.
It is. 5 weeks.
August. Yeah, it's the countdown's on.
Very nice.
Starting to get real. Yeah, but I mean, all the preparations are coming together. And
you say, yes, dear?
Yes, dear. I got it down.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. See? This is a smart man, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. He takes direction very well.
I learn from the best.
Best two words of the English language. Yes, dear. All right. Well, welcome back. We're glad. Katie Colosimo did a nice job.
Yeah, didn't she?
Very nice, yes. Very nice young lady.
And, yeah, she's great.
Yeah. So we were just kind of wondering what happened to you. We're glad you're back.
Yep.
What's happening?
Oh, a lot. There's trouble in River City, Michael. A fast-talking salesman gets his heart stolen by the town librarian. You know. I don't have to tell you. The Music Man is showing at the Des Moines Community Playhouse.
Meredith Wilson.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. From Mason City.
Is she from Mason City?
He.
Okay.
Meredith is a he. Whoops. Blew your cover.
Right. Well, I know all about Meredith Wilson. We go way back.
As a matter of fact, in Mason City, there's a whole, like, Music Man theater and all kinds of things.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So, for those that don't know, it's about a con man called Harold Hill. This is fiction, written by an Iowan. He arrives in River City, Iowa. He sells the town instruments and band uniforms, promising to create a boys band that plans to take off after the sale is finalized.
But
his plan becomes muddled when he meets the town librarian Marion.
Mm-hmm. It's usually what happens. All good ideas just go up in smoke once the lady walks in the door.
So that'll be at the Playhouse, and it's going now.
Nice.
Yeah, should be good. Disney's Beauty and the Beast.
Really?
The Broadway musical is coming to Indianola High School Auditorium. And then it also plays July 21st through the 23rd.
Nice.
Yep.
Great story.
Tickets will be available at the door. All month at various locations, it's the toe-tapping, finger-waving, air guitar playing, all-around goodness that is Jazz in July.
There you go.
Performances from pros and amateurs make up this annual jazz festival, The Light, put on by the Metro Arts.
And they go all over the place. They have this in various locations.
Yeah, it's all over the metro. There's 20 shows in all in July, I think. And then the 19th at Cowles Common downtown.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. It is a neat thing, Jazz in July.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, really good local musicians. Without arts and culture, we are nothing.
Yep.
We're just
and it is
troglodytes
a little hot.
Or something.
It is, right.
Of course, it's a little warm. It's going to be a little warm, but that's all right. It's July.
Pulling out a troglodytes on me, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Okay, how about this Tuesday? Do you like sushi?
No.
No, flat no.
Nope.
Didn't have to think very hard.
Nope.
Well, if you did.
If I did like sushi.
The library's having a sushi workshop for adults. You can learn how to make it. The history of sushi is presented by their presenter. Yeah, he's with the Japan Outreach Initiative coordinator with the Iowa Sister States. It's a 90-minute hands-on activity. He'll instruct participants on the art of making sushi. The first 10 to sign up will also get to eat the finished product.
Never mind. I can't go there.
You're not going to be there.
No. I was going to say something about you know they'd have a coupon. The emergency room.
Emergency room.
Well, it's just, you know, I mean, I got to have stuff cooked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you ever tried it?
No.
I tried it once. Yeah. Well, the first time I tried it, I almost went to the emergency room. I thought, so there's this stuff called wasabi.
Right, that's pretty hot.
Well, I'd never tried it. I was there alone. I was in San Diego. I was at a business conference. And I was like, I'll try sushi. So I ordered it. I really like guacamole. And so it comes out, and there's this big scoop of green what stuff. I thought was guacamole.
No, it's wasabi.
Yeah, they're way different.
Yeah, they are different. You never put wasabi on your chips.
I plopped the whole thing in my mouth, my face exploded. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was ugly.
So sushi.
Might die.
Sushi at the library?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's at the north side library.
Got it.
Nick, also next week, so July 20th, starting, is the Clive Festival.
All right.
Mm-hmm. The dock-up for this year's festival is full and includes a new geocaching activity for the kids, popular kids' corner, inflatables, two giant slip and slides. The fire department will be there. There's going to be a mayor's 29-mile bike ride and an 8-mile ride for the family.
It's going on a 29-mile bike.
I'm not sure if the mayor will be riding or if he just maybe putting the name on it.
I know he's running again. He announced that he's running again.
Okay.
Good guy.
Running or biking?
Oh, no, wants to be mayor again. So, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Who knows?
Yeah.
Also, I'm looking forward to this one. So, July 18th through the 23rd at the Civic Center. An American in Paris. It's a new musical. Not really new, but...
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So it would be at the Civic Center, though those days. Yeah, it's a story of an American soldier, a mysterious French girl, and an indomitable European city, each yearning for a new beginning in the aftermath of war.
Say no more. Say no more. All you had to say was an intriguing French girl, and I'm in.
I had you.
You had me at intriguing French girls. I'm there, dude.
Whoever writes their promos, they know
right.
how to.
There you go.
And one last bonus. Yep. Actually, two last bonuses. Oh, wow. Iowa Cubs will be in town July 17th through the 23rd at Principal Park.
All right. He's been back, ladies and gentlemen. We work through all kinds of playing things to do this weekend and into next week. Thanks, Jeff, for doing this again.
No problem. I'm glad to be back.
All right. Good deal. The Wedding Bell Blues, one of these days, 5 weeks away, ladies and gentlemen.
Countdown's on.
Count, tick, 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 tick. All right, we got a scoop. It is, that's it for this week. We had a great week. We had all kinds of people in. Burt Ward, we were talking with the former Robin from Batman. And we were talking about food. And we were talking about, next week, we have some African students in. We're going to be talking about what they're doing at Drake University. It's going to be another great week. God willing, we'll be here once again. 5:00 in the afternoon on Monday. Until then, for all of us associated with Inside On Business, for Jeff Pitts, for Tyler Hackenmiller, our producer, for the voice of Inside On Business, Jimmy Olson, the program director of the radio stations, Patrick Wood, the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group, Mary Sayer, and James Goodlett, who put together the music that you're listening to right now exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. We will be back once again, God willing, on Monday at 5:00. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.